Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right.
Luda.
Feel it.
Gets meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too.
Holla at him.
What up, Uncle Face?
Yeah.
I'm a bull of this industry, man.
Tell him.
Some would rather run down and get one cow. I think I'd rather walk down and get them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? Look, I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins like an IV. Flows poison like ivy. Oh, they grimy. Already offers on my sixth album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly. Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kiss the plaintiff and the wife. Drove through the window, the industry supersized me. Now the girls see me in the river, what they cry. I'm on the rise, so many people despise me. Got party ammunition for those trying to surprise me. It's a celebration and everyone should invite me. Roll with the crew, I meet the bottom of our Nike. It's more like Dora, these swipers can't wipe me. My whole aura so mean in my white tee. Nobody likes skinned rapping harder than Ice T. You disagree, take the Tyson approach and fight me.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo! Rappers swearing they don't come. But I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man.
Ding, ding, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Woo!
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Yes, indeed. Ludacris, I'm hotter than Nevada. Ready to break the steering column on your Impala. If I get caught, bail out Popo, I tell him holla. In court, I never show up like Austin Powers Faja. Father, father, and hey, I love gold. But can buy anything I want from the records I'm sold. Jacuzzi hot, crystal is so cold. Neighbors catch contact from the blunt that I roll. A pig and a blanket, and a smoke and a pancake. Drop albums non-stop once a year for my fans' sake. I crush mics until my hands break. Then shag now and shag later till these women can't stand straight. The Ludermeister got them feeling so randy. I'm double XL, so I call up my eye candy. Thrust my shoulder and I pop my collar, cause I'm worth a million, gazillion, billion dollars.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Alright.
Woo! Rappers swearing they don't come. Coming for the number one spot.
All right, man.
Ding, ding, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for the number one spot.
Woo!
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Causing lyrical disaster, just a master. Make music for many needs, models, and facts.
Everybody, my name is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You. I'm so excited to come to you on Marvelous Monday. This is our regular show. We had a preview show at 7 o'clock where we were broadcasting in four different vehicles. We were broadcasting with Facebook Live, and that was Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith at Facebook.com. We broadcast on the Twitter, which was Talking Real to You. Then we also broadcasted on our YouTube television station, which is the Smith Way Production. And then we also came back and went to Instagram, which is at Lorenzo D. Smith. So, again, we're so excited to have those avenues at 7 o'clock, or those vehicles at 7 o'clock. But now we're at the point to get live on Blog Talk Radio. We want you to be a part of this show, so make sure you call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link, you can listen to the show on the web link, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com, the Smith Way Production. Now, again, if you want to email the show, you can go to talkareal2you@gmail.com, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. If you want to tweet the show, and we have that great opportunity to do it, it's a tweet show at Talking Real to You. at Lorenza D. Smith 15, coach underscore, and coaches with a K, underscore L, underscore Smith. So, again, we're so excited to be home Marvelin' Monday. I hope everybody had an awesome weekend. And now you're getting ready to hear some topics for just going to help you in your plain old life situation. And we're going to do that. But I'm not going to do it alone. I got an awesome team, and I have one of my team members on here. And I'm watching and looking for my individuals to join me as they come up. But I want to make sure I introduce each one of my team members. But I'm going to start off introducing this person. And I do appreciate every time she comes on. She's so encouraging to me, and I get so excited just when I look up and see her number. I know she's calling and she's ready to make everything happen. She made do what it do. So, introducing my first co-host that's joining us right now, and I do appreciate her doing it. Hails out of Greenville, South Carolina. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. None other than Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. I'm sorry I'm a little late calling in, but I wouldn't miss this. And to our listening audience, thank you again for joining us. But I'm doing great and hope you're doing okay tonight also.
Doing well. We're doing well and hope the audience is doing the same thing. You know, you have to keep in mind this is Talking Real to You. It's the only father and daughter blog talk radio team or show in the country that bring you some energetic conversation about political, social, economic, educational, financial, and just plain old life issues. The other two hosts who haven't called in yet, but I know they're going to make the call before long, is the second half of that team to make it father and daughter. That is Coach Lauren D. Smith. And she's known on this show as Lauren D. Smith. She's our millennium, and he hails from Alabama, and we do appreciate her being a part of it. She just hadn't joined us yet. And our last co-host, last but not least, out of surrounding Atlanta area, our expert with that PhD in social work, none other than Dr. Olivia E. Smith. So as soon as they join us, we're going to put the ball on that court and let them talk and say what they need to say. Now, the purpose of our show tonight is real talk about financial success, part two. I'm sort of kind of waiting on our guests to call, and I just finished texting them, so I assume they were somewhere close by, and I want to make sure they join us, and I'm just waiting for them to call in, and I hope they're not texting me saying, what's the number, what's the number? You know how that goes, Carly. What's the number, what's the number? But I make a point to send out an email. I make a point. Matter of fact, I just had an opportunity to text and Ms. Keisha Windbine and talk with her through a text. So sometimes I know it does happen to the best of us. So we're looking for them to call in because she have another one of her associates that's going to be filling in. Now, as I said, we're going to talk about real talk about financial success. It is part two. We had them on the show about a month and a half ago, and they gave you some mm-hmm. basic information about credit recovery, but it was so strong that it took some people to a level where they could move toward working on credit restoration as well as financial success. So we wanted to come back and talk about financial success and credit restoration is part two. And as soon as they get on, I want to mention their name, but I'd like to give them that raving introduction. So I'm trying to make sure they're not lost. You know how that is, Scarlett. Sometimes we get lost. We just like, golly, I'm trying to call. I can't get through and this and that. But, you know, we're here. We're gonna wait. Well, but we're here. We operate whether they're here or not because we will be here to bring outstanding things.
We can jump to something else.
Oh, yeah, we can go bounce. And that's so many other life issues that we can talk about. But we want to give them the opportunity. And I don't want to sound like we won't have them on here, but they will be here.
Right.
And, you know, I'm having sad to say, as I talk, I'm trying to hit them and let them know we're waiting on you. And I'm going to say it like that, we're waiting on you. So we're hopefully we can get them to call in any minute so we can make sure our show is as positive as possible. But what I want to do is to take this opportunity, Scarlett, if some other issues that you may want to just talk about in regards to financial success or just any issue we just want to talk about, you can do this by starting this off, and we'll go for what we know until we get our guests on the line. So hopefully
I'm hoping they're listening so they know to call in. You want to give the call-in number again just in case they can't find it?
Exactly. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And matter of fact, I'm going to make sure while we're talking, I'm going to text it to them to make sure they're not, oh, my God, I don't have the number. He didn't give me the number because
right.
I was in the midst of driving my car, and I didn't think to put the number down. So
right.
Hopefully we'll get that call in him very soon. I'm watching my board, but we're going to move on.
Okay.
We're going to move on.
Well, while they're trying to get in, I would be interested in knowing how many in our listening audience heard part one a month or so ago, because it was a very interesting topic about, you know, financial
exactly.
success and things that you need to do. So if anyone can hit us up on the boards and just let us know if you participated in the first part of this financial freedom and things that we can do to shore up our finances, if you were part of that first discussion, let us know that, please.
Exactly,
because it was
exactly.
very good, a very good discussion about things that everyone can do. And I would also be interested in knowing our listening audience, people who've had their tax refunds reduced from just last year based on these new tax cuts that went into effect this year that affected the top 1% of the wealth in this country. We also have been talking about that, too, where the middle class and those not in that top 1%, how you have been affected. So did you get a reduced tax refund this time over last year? If so, let us know that also by lighting up Doc's board, please.
And Scarlett has hit something on the head, because, as you know, April 15 or 16 is the deadline for filing your income tax. And a lot of people at the point now begin to rush and run, because when they open the date up, and some people are not even aware, but I know a lot knew about the opening date of it, and it opened up on that last weekend in January, like January 31st, and they said over a million tax documents came in by electronic. Because it's one of the things I want to make sure I share with you is that a lot of times, though, they're not accepting paper copies because a hard copy, because it takes so long to process. When they have all those documents coming in, automatically you need to be able to do it electronic. But we won't discuss that anymore. We do have on the line, and I do appreciate this young lady joining us, and she was able to make that call, and we have Ms. Keisha Winbein, independent credit consultant, also a financial person that will work with you for success, as well as a realtor. How you doing, Keisha?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I was sitting here waiting on you to call me.
I'm sorry.
I was like, hello?
Hey,
I'm like, okay, we're supposed to call, but I have my partner, Leslie Lynch, on the phone. She's one of the sales directors with the company, independent consultant also, and we're both realtors with Keller Williams Realty. So, you know, we're helping people to work on their finances, get excellent credit, and help them to get into a home.
Awesome.
Leslie, how are you today?
How are you, Leslie? I appreciate you joining us. You know, I was looking at the name. I said, well, I'm going to make sure I don't make a farce of his name. So I'm glad Keisha took care of that for me. So now I can follow her lead. But on the line is one of the co-hosts, and that's Ms. Scarlett Black out of Greenville, South Carolina. She's on the line as well. So, you know, we're here to make everything happen, give all this knowledge to our individuals who's requesting. We look, as we said, we're looking for individuals to make sure they call in. And when they call in and have those questions, where our experts can give them some real positive answers, and I know they will. because when we had him on previously, it was so enlightened that I was hoping either I called Keisha or Keisha called me. But I just been kind of keeping up with Keisha, all these positive things going on with her, and I want both of you to take this opportunity to kind of share what's exactly going on. But before you do that, Keisha, I want to make sure I mention the other partnering team that was with you, the partners that was with you last time, even though they're not here tonight. I want to make sure I mention Jabari Sattler. He's vice president. Lanice Jackson, she's an independent credit agent. And also congratulations to both of them because, as you said, Jabari is enjoying his time out of this country, as well as Lanice having a newborn born recently, and we said congratulations to her if she's listening. Now, Keisha, we're going to turn it over to you, as like you know, and so I share your thoughts, and we'll go from that as well as Ms. Lynch. We want you to be a part of it as well. Keisha, the ball is in your court.
Okay, yes. So, you know, the company that we're with are basically helping people to get excellent credit, and not just that, but in the way that helping them to remove the negative items off of their credit report. So a lot of people just do not know that they don't have to stay with bad credit. They don't need to stay with bad credit, that these things that are negatively affecting their credit, it could have been situations that they went through. You know, they lost their insurance because they lost their job. Their child got sick. They got sick. They racked up on all these medical bills. You know, these are real life situations that people go through. That's the number one reason why people go in bankruptcy is medical bills. Those can be removed from your credit report. You know, a bankruptcy, a repo, you know, bankruptcies before 7 to 10 years, they can be removed off your credit report. You know, repos, evictions, late payments, you know, these credit bureaus, they are privately held companies that get paid to put negative things on your credit report. The credit bureaus are not government bureaus. I need people to know that. They are not government bureaus, government agencies. And so, you know, based on the Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1971, it allows us to have these items removed. And we just want to educate people that it can be done, you know, want to help them in financial literacy aspects, as far as, you know, showing them how to help pay off their debts, you know, based on the highest interest rate down, how to help them to save, to pay, not pay as much interest on all of these credit cards, but give them a plan of action to be debt-free. So just a lot of educating our consumers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's kind of the gist of what we're doing. And, you know, Leslie, one of my credit consultants with our team, you know, we're both doing the same thing. Maybe she can touch on how that's helping to, you know, get people into maybe purchasing a home, because we've been doing several home buyer and credit seminars here in Georgia once a month.
Wow. Awesome.
So, you know. Yeah, our company is absolutely awesome, and I just have to say I'm so excited today because I am actually a product of the product. I logged into one of our credit product our monitoring today, and I actually was so excited because I got a 65-point increase in my own personal credit score. So that was really some positive news that I'm so excited to share with everyone. It's actually my fourth credit score increase since I've been with the company. So I just wanted to share that little snippet because it has me super excited and hyped up today to be able to help people in order to so they have the same results and the same excitement as I do. But I did want to touch on the credit restoration and home buyer seminars that Keisha and I do every month. We've been having the seminars at our office where basically prospective home buyers who are just not sure where to start in the home buying process, you know, they come to the seminar and they can hear from our lender, they hear from a home inspector, they hear from us, in terms of the home buying process, all that it entails, and all the work that you would need to get you to that home buying process. So we definitely feel that it's a great need to provide all the people in our community the knowledge of what it takes in order to become a home buyer. Because there's so many people out there, when they contact us, you know, that's one of their main goals, is to become a home buyer. So, you know, that's the whole thing with this company, educating them on how to reach their goal.
And I want to just add, I'm going to jump in right here so you can just catch your breath. I know you're sharing some awesome information, and I can hear it. One thing we have to understand, one of the things I believe that as a professional or a person that moves on into a career, one of the main goals that we need to consider, and I want to get into a cultural thing, but I'm going to say consider, is owning a home or owning property. And I think there's somewhere where we're kind of lagging in our financial understanding or literacy, how important owning property is. You know, a lot of us even have in our family have property goes back hundreds of years, but we kind of got in a situation that we allow that property to get away. But to get the opportunity to own a home, I just believe you have to make sure you have your credit in a position. And you all can help me on that and make sure I'm on the right track with that, in a position so you can purchase that home. Because that is one of the most important, not buying a car all the time, not going out and buying a Mercedes and all that. It's important, but a home, I put a little bit, quite a bit ahead of that. And you can share your thoughts on that, because I just wanted to bring that out. I like to always talk to individuals in the community and in the various settings of talking about what we should do to be better individuals in our communities, to own the property, even in our community, instead of letting houses fall apart and the neighborhood dissipating, get together in some type of financial group and try to get that property. Because once you own that property, you can upgrade and do whatever you need to clean the lot off. But I'm going to let y'all share your thoughts in regards to that, since you was talking about owning a home and how important it is to own a home, so our young people know once they get that job, they can do that. You can share your thoughts on that.
Okay, absolutely, yes. And that is one of the things that we stress in our home buyer seminar, you know, the importance of purchasing a home. You know, we don't want to continue to give our landlord all the equity. We want to be able to purchase on our own. So that's definitely, you know, one of the reasons why people come to our home buyer seminars and attend them. You know, when you purchase your own home, you are putting equity, you know, purchasing real estate is always a sound decision. You are putting money towards your own home. You're building equity in that home. You know, you're always going to have positive equity in it, whether you're purchasing a home to live in it, whether you're purchasing it as a real estate investment. It's always a sound investment. And we have got to, you know, put money into us instead of paying our landlord and letting them build up their business investments. We have got to learn to do that for ourselves. So that is definitely what we stress at our home buyer seminars first and foremost. You know, that is the most important thing for our community.
And yeah, like she's saying, you know, also, I mean, the tax benefits, right? You don't own a home. I mean, you don't have anything to write off, and a lot of people don't. You know, we live in an apartment. We can't write that off. You know, we spend so much money every single month. We need to be getting some type of benefit from that. You know, like you said, cars and homes, we could pull our Mercedes up to the apartment complex. I mean, come on, how many times have we seen that? Right? How many times have we seen that? I mean, right. Yeah. So, you know, we're kind of showing them that, you know what, don't let the bad credit stop you, because we know that that's the number one reason why people don't buy a home, is because they're like, oh, my God, you know, I have this repo. I have this eviction on my credit. I got these medical bills that I didn't pay. I got these school loans that been sitting there in collections forever. I'm telling you, we can help you to fix that. And that's why we coupled those two things together at the seminar, That's why the seminar is called Home Buying and Credit Restoration Seminar. So the lender talks about, you know, yes, we're going to get you approved, you know, et cetera. You know, the inspector talks about, you know, when you get into the home, you know, inspecting it before you buy. You know, we kind of have all the different people that go into buying a home. We have the closing attorney. But at the end, we say, you know what, how do you even get to this? Your credit. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a mm-hmm. certain score or you don't have these items, like sometimes you have negative items and the lender will say, you know what, we got to figure out a way to either you're going to pay this off or we need to get it removed or we need to do mm-hmm. something, right? So we're going to say, okay, well, let us show you how to do that. Let's get you in this program. And then now we're going to show you next. Now you can get approved. So once you get the credit right, everything else can fall into line, right? Once we show you if there's some things that you need to bring down, you know, paying your cards and your credit under 30% of the limits and under 10%, if you can get it down to 10%, that's the most points you're going to get as far as credit. Under 30%, if you can at least do that, okay, we'll take that, right? So these are the tips that we're giving them. If you do that, the next month when your credit reports, your score is going to shoot up. If you don't have any credit cards, you need credit cards to increase your score. We have secure credit cards that you can qualify for. Get a secure credit card up to 2. Charge gas. Get gas, groceries, small stuff, pay it down under that 30%. Bam, your score is going to go up. So many little things that people just don't know, we're showing them that. We're showing them that you can own a home. Just like Leslie's saying, stop letting your landlord get the benefit of this large monthly payment that you pay every month.
I think that was my question was going to be for you to walk through a scenario with our listening audience, because those are great tips. Can I tell a personal story right quick?
Yes.
One of my former custodians took advantage of one of the programs on home ownership, and she moved into a new house about 2 months ago. And I am so proud of her, because that was the main thing. They had a lot of medical bills and things of that nature, but counseling that she and her husband received, walked them through everything that you ladies are talking about tonight and showing them how they could improve their financial standing, and it worked. And just want to just share that, because it does work. And I know you'll mm-hmm. give our listening audience your information on how you can be contacted. We got it the last time you were here, but give it again, because just take advantage of it. And I asked a question before you all got on about the reduction in the tax refunds this year for $6 billion of loss from last year to this year in tax refunds is what they're posting, $6 billion. That's a lot of people getting reduced taxes. But what can they do to start off with their refunds instead of going out buying clothes and shoes and stuff like this and getting nails and hair done or whatever that, you know, we all want to do? But what would you suggest be the best way to start?
Definitely take that tax refund and restore your credit. Restore your credit. And you can definitely give Leslie and I a call. Let me give you my information first, and then Leslie can share her information. You can find me on Instagram, Keisha, the Credit Realtor, K-E-I-S-H-A, Keisha, the Credit Realtor, R-E-A-L-T-O-R. Or you can give me a call at 770-765-7539. Again, that's 770-765-7539. Leslie?
Okay, and you can find me on Instagram. My name is Leslie Lynch. On Instagram, I am Credit Repairing Realtor, and my phone number is 678-805-7653. Again, my Instagram name is Credit Repairing Realtor, and my phone number is 678 805-7653.
And that information is awesome. You know, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. You know, we want you to be a part of it. Call and ask these questions, because it may be this information can help advance you to where you need to be. But before we move on, I want to make sure I introduce our second host that didn't join us, and our co-host, and she just joined us, and she hails out of the surrounding area of Atlanta. This is our PhD person, none other than Dr. Olivia E. Smith. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
Good evening, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm glad I could join in.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, let me kind of ask this question, because I heard some earlier. It was earlier when you was talking, Keisha, and it was talking about the things you can get taken off your credit report. Maybe I didn't hear it. Sometime I go deaf sometime in the head, getting old. But collection, like, for example, is a situation where you got collections. Yeah, and there's been a case where somebody filed a collection against you to collect, and they're garnishing or taking money out of your check. How do our individual who wants to restore their credit deal with that situation, or can they have that removed? So I'm throwing two questions into one, and it's not directly just at Keisha, it's Ms. Lynch as well.
Anything that's negatively affecting their credit report, it could be inaccurate, obsolete, you know, outdated. All of those reasonings that are on your credit report, it can be removed. So based on the Fair Credit Reporting Act, those things can be removed. So when I say collections, yes, remember, we're not obliterating the debt, right? So that debt is there. Yes, you can. You can. What I would say is, let's get those items removed off your credit report, clean up your credit report, and then you can go and make a payment arrangement with those companies if that's what, if that, that's your personal choice to do that, right?
Okay.
So we're not saying, hey, we're going to wave a magic wand and get rid of the debt, right? Because you know you owe it, we know you owe it, but we're focusing on cleaning up the credit report. There is no law that says just because you owe a debt that it needs to be on your credit report. We are conditioned to believe that, and that is not true. Okay? So when you're talking about garnishment and stuff like that, you know that's something that you have to individually deal with, because, again, even taking it off your credit report is not going to make that disappear, right? So we don't want to get you in any other, you know, legal situation. You know, go ahead and deal with that for sure, because you don't want to have any of that. But cleaning up the credit report itself, that's our focus, because that credit report is what everyone judges you by, right? You want to go buy a car, pull your credit. Let me judge you and see if you can qualify. Go get an apartment, pull your credit. Let me see if you can qualify. Get a job, pull your credit. Are you going to steal from me because you have all this debt? As an employer thinks, okay? This is what employers think.
Exactly.
That's how they're judging you.
Wow.
I just wanted to add in terms of the credit report, they have now made it so when you go to rent a car, they even have to pull your credit report. I was a little shocked when taken aback when I went to rent a car, and they said they had to pull my credit report to rent a car. So, yes, your credit report is the end and all ends to certain things. You know, it puts so much emphasis on every area of your life. So, yes, the Fair Credit Reporting Act is definitely enacted to protect consumers from the items that can be placed on there, because some of these creditors don't do things properly, and, you know, that's why they created this act, in order to protect the consumers from that.
And just to kind of piggyback on what you just said, I'm not going to add anything that expertise that you have shared, but what you say, that summertime our creditors will post things on there, because I don't know whether we're not aware how important to check our credit report as a group of people,
mm-hmm.
but I think that's one of the things they do. Sometimes people go check their credit report and find out they have some things that have been posted, and I heard this out of somebody, I'm just only telling what they told me, 20 years ago that was cleared up, but it was still showing as a negative thing on their report because, and I asked them, I said, have you checked your report? No, I don't think I need to check that. I said, but you got to realize everything you get, even getting a job now, they're checking your credit report. Why don't you check your own credit report to make sure you know what's going on with you? You know, it's one of the things we talk about on our other show. We have a show on Tuesday night called Dealing with Relationships called the Dr. Lowe Smith Show, or Lowe Show, however you want to call it. We talk about self-love. If you love yourself enough, you'll go check your credit report, you know. Because I want to put it that way because it is. It's all about, you know, self is all about self-discipline, self-love, self-responsibility, self-want. It's self-everything. But if you are not feeling comfortable enough about yourself to go check on your credit report, then you're going to have a problem because people do put derogatory things on your report. You may have paid them, but they get upset and they write it on. So that was one of the questions I wanted to ask right quick. I'm going to let the team come in, and I don't want to dominate the show, but is it possible because someone get a vendor get upset with you and they submit something to the credit bureau that can hurt you on your credit report? Is it possible they can do that? And it might be you didn't pay, but they make it sound so bad. Is that some kind of guidelines to stop them? I know you said the Fair Reporting Act, but the question
is
the whether
fair
or not
credit.
Garrison. Fair Credit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1971. And it's basically, you know, just guidelines to what they can do. But if, for instance, I talked to a guy today, and he said that something has been on his credit report since 1988. He was born in 1986. Now you tell me,
man.
A two-year-old? Exactly.
<Yes.
laughs> So there are so many inaccurate, you know, reporting on their credit report. We found that bankruptcies have a lot of inaccuracies on there too. So, you know, that can be removed as long as it's been discharged, you know, for certain reasons. And we have our, you know, our attorneys that are there with the company that, you know, can help us with that also. But yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. how can we stop people from putting stuff on our credit report? Like, these are the companies we think they're the end all be all. You know, that's what we think, you know, but all we can do is we're going to fight that. We're going to, you know, create the letters. The attorneys will do all of that for us and we'll just keep going with it. They have their lingo and they have their verbiage of how they're going to state it and what they're going to say, especially if you know that's not yours. What's the number one theft right now? Identity theft. So these are the things that, you know, people are doing all of these things to us. I mean, how can we, you know, we don't know until we see it. We pull our, like you said, why self-love? Why aren't you loving yourself to pull your credit report? You get one, actually, everyone needs to know, you get one free credit report a year from, I think, and maybe one or two, but from these Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. So it's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to pull it, and they'll send you the entire report for free in the mail. You can go through the whole thing.
Wow.
If you get denied credit, you have the right to get a copy of your credit report also for free.
Exactly.
All so right. it's not costing you anything.
Good information.
Yeah.
Good information.
Very
good
information.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let the audience know also that all three credit reporting agencies may not be reporting the same information either. Is that true?
That is absolutely correct. They don't. That's why we challenge all of them at one time, because there's some companies who only deal with certain credit bureaus, you know, so you know, we have a program called Credit My Rent. You know, we can start adding your credit, your rent payments on your credit report, but it only goes on TransUnion. You have some companies who report, but they only report on Experian and Equifax. So that's why there's sometimes several discrepancies on all of the credit bureaus. So we challenge everything on there on all three credit bureaus to make sure that we're focusing on all of them.
Wow.
And we have to remember that these credit agencies, they're for profit. So they are, you know, this is a $1 billion industry. They're, every time that someone wants to put something on your credit report, they actually have to pay these agencies. So they're making a huge profit off of all the items that are being put on our credit report also. So, you know, that's incentive for these credit agencies to just go ahead and put things on there, and sometimes they end up inaccurate. You know, some of it is incorrect or, you know, unverifiable, things like that. So we have to keep that in mind, that these are, they're in the industry to make money, you know, and they take advantage of certain things. So we just have to keep that in mind also.
And all that information is great, and we want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And never get discouraged. I tell my guests that people don't call in. We have people. I'm sitting up here looking at the board, and people calling in. But our way of making sure you want to talk and share your comments and questions, you're the press one, and I'll identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to tell us who you are, your location, and give us your comments, your question. But I look at my board, and it'll be 10 or 15 people on here, but they won't say anything. But, you know, that's all right. They're still listening to the show. They're getting knowledge, and that's what it's all. We're providing an informational series of topics to talk about through the various networks that we have. So we're excited to have this group, and we appreciate Keisha and Lalyn. I'm going to get it right now. But, you know, I have to hit it a couple of times to make sure I get Leslie. Is it Leslie? Leslie. To make sure we get it right. But
Leslie.
We just want to.
Yes.
Leslie. There you go. Leslie. I told you I was glad that Keisha took care of it from the beginning. Leslie. So it's so exciting to have you all here. And I'm going to allow my team, if you would, if they have any questions, they want to ask some questions now. Because I do have a couple more questions, but I don't want to be dominating asking all the questions tonight. But like I said, we allow you to talk, and we let you catch your breath, and we can come in with a question, then you can come back and respond. All right, team, do you have anything you want to ask, thoughts you want to share with our guest tonight?
I have a question. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
This is Olivia Smith. I have a question, and I don't know if it's already been covered as I logged on late. If someone has filed bankrupt in the past year and the bankruptcy has been discharged, how should they go about rebuilding credit?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, mainly it's showing the credit bureaus that, you know, that you're trustworthy, that you're responsible. That's why getting credit cards proves that to them. When you use it and pay it down. Use it and pay it down, right? You need some type of revolving credit, installment credit. So you got to start getting that credit so that they can see, oh, she's responsible again. That's really the best way to do that. Secured credit cards are a big way. And, you know, we're able to provide that to you too, because remember, secured credit cards is almost like a prepaid card. So you're putting your money on the card. And you're using it and paying it back and using it and paying it back. Now, once you start doing that, other creditors will say, okay, well, I see she's, you know, paying off this card good. She's, you know, every month she's never been late. Because remember, one late payment could drop your score like 75 to 90 points.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So, you know. Yeah. Late payments are huge. It's better to set up automatic payments, even if it's for the minimum payment, and then you go in there and pay additional on top of it, but just so that you won't forget to make that payment. But, yeah, just basically just proving to them that you're responsible. So, you know, getting some type of, you know, revolving, you know, credit line or installment credit cards.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I have one last thing I want you to share.
Go ahead,
Scott. Tell the audience the benefits of home ownership, the top three benefits of home ownership for, you know, for those who would like to get into this program and work towards that goal?
I think, you know, benefits are more like your tax break, right? Being able to have some type of write-off. And owning something and not renting it, you're getting the equity benefits. When the pricing of your neighborhood goes up, you know, when you've paid on your home for, you know, several years, and now, you know, the neighborhood's gone up, you know, you have more equity. When you get ready to sell, you can make money on that home, make it be an investment. And I mean, just all around being able to, I guess all of that kind of encompasses a lot, you know, I mean, cause the equity, owning your own home, being able to do what you want with that house, you know, with an apartment, you can't really paint, you can't add on, you can't, you know, change things, you know, making someplace your own and know that in, you know, in a year and 12 months, you don't have to move. You know, that
exactly.
is yours for your kids, you know, especially for school zones and, you know, so definitely making it an investment, your equity and, you know, tax write-off.
Okay.
And I think it's important that we listen to it this because that's one of the things I started off talking about, and I asked a question about owning a home and how important it is. The three things mentioned there is so important. Just saying you own property is important. Then this is something you said is mine. You can't say that with an apartment because earlier I heard landlord exit. That means the landlord is going to be making all the money off this situation, and he's in business to make money. And what we have to understand is why can't we flip that where I'm not saying you don't pay, but put yourself in a situation when you pay and you can reap those three benefits or many more benefits in regards to owning a home or owning property. Because if you own property, you can build your home on it. And the good thing about that is having that opportunity is too many times we don't understand that. And literacy is so important within our community, with a lot of our individuals, so we can understand how it works financially so we can be a plus. Now, I did have one question, and I don't know what I'm going to say is a question or not, but may I ask this question on last show about paying off all your credit cards? So I've been hearing you say about you're getting a secure credit card, getting a credit card, just making sure you have a revolving credit card or whatever, how it helps your credit report. So is it good to even pay those credit cards off or just pay them down to an amount that would be a plus to show to other creditors that, you know, he ain't paid this count down and he's working or she's working, she's doing well? How is that a benefit when you pay that account down to on all your credit cards to a smaller minimum amount?
Yeah, paying it under that 10% is going to get you the most points as far as score increase. But, you know, you don't want to pay anything off and you don't want to close anything because one of the, you know, big percentages of your credit score is length of credit, time of credit, right? So those credit mm-hmm. cards and those accounts that you have open for 20 years, those are giving
uh-huh.
you the most points.
Okay.
Right? So you don't ever want to close them. You want to keep using them. You know, if you can get them down under 10%, you know, that's the best. You know, at least under 30%. Keeping them, you know, keeping them low, but using them because they want to see every month you're using it, paying it down, using it, paying it down. It's crazy to think that, you know, if I don't use it and I'm just, okay, let me pay it down. You're actually getting more points when you actually use it. Use it, pay it down. You know, if they're just sitting there, then, I mean, you're not really showing responsibility because you're not using it and paying it down, you know?
Exactly.
My lender even gave an example. She had said, oh, you know, one of your clients needs like 20 points. She actually told them to go charge $50 on their Macy's card.
Oh, okay.
And go pay it down. So, yeah, it's just kind of weird how the whole logistics of the credit numbers works.
Wow, that's Great information.
Great information.
That's what I'm talking about. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Just call in, press number 1, and we'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to identify yourself and just ask you a question or give you a comment. And like I said, having this information is so good, not just for our listeners, it's for us as co-hosts and hosts of this show, because it allows us to take this knowledge out and share with our family members, with our friends, what we're learning here. So that's the awesome part about having this opportunity to have you all on the show. Again, as I said to Keisha, you know, always excited when we're able to be able to get together and share this information with this listening audience all over the world. I always tell everybody, we're just not right here. We're all over the world, and there's someone listening to us over in Greece, United Kingdom, Dubai. They're listening to us and want to know what's going on, because they may be over there stationed over there working over there. So the good part about it, we do appreciate that. Team, do you have any other questions for our awesome guest?
I think it's been another valuable show, and we're so glad to have them back again, because the first one was very eye-opening. That was right after Christmas, I believe. So that was really great.
Yeah.
They might want to give out their contact numbers again, because I know that people are contacting, or I'm hoping that they contacted you when you were here the first time.
Yes.
Okay. And, yes, thank you for that. Yes, so my name is Keisha Woodbine, and my Instagram is Keisha the Credit Realtor, and that's Keisha, K-E-I-S-H-A, the Credit Realtor. And the number you can reach me on is 770-765-7539. Again, 770-765-7539. Leslie?
Okay, thank you. My name is Leslie Lynch, and my Instagram name is Credit Repairing Realtor. And my phone number where you can contact me is 678-805-7653. Again, Credit Repairing Realtor on Instagram. And my phone number where you can contact me directly is 678-805-7653.
Awesome, awesome. Dr. Smith, do you have anything you want to ask or share with them at this time? Get ready to close it down, because it is getting about that time.
No, I'm so glad that I was able to log on, even though I got on late. But this information is so valuable, and I will probably be looking up this information to learn more about this as I monitor my own credit.
Yes. That's all right. That's all right. We have to be honest. Let's make it do what it do. And that's what it's all about. So, you know. It's been exciting tonight. You know, it's real talk about financial success, and this team that, and the guests, I call a team, but it's a guest, a group of individuals that I didn't have everybody here, because they make up the full team, and there are some other people with them. But we had, I will say at this time, if she don't mind me saying, team leader. I know she worked with the team all together, but she's part of the team. Keisha Woodbine, and she's been just so kind to come on and talk with us. And Leslie, all right, I got it in. Lynch, I appreciate you as well. And I see, you know, it's just a godsend. You're a godsend, because I had a couple people talking to me the other day when I was away on a conference up in Nashville. It was talking about this same thing, financial success and working to be successful in, by purchasing things. And now I get this information, and now I can make sure if they was not on the line, they can always go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to this show. So you also tell those individuals who didn't get a chance to call in tonight or be on the web link, just go to the web link, and this episode will be available for them to listen to, and they can slow it down, they can speed it up, and listen to it as much as possible on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Again, we had a great time tonight, and I do appreciate you again joining us, guests, and we look forward to having you again. See, the invitation is always open because someone, the person that missed it this time might be able to hear it next time. So we do thank you, Keisha and Leslyn, for making sure you share that information with our listeners. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having us. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we're at the end of the, just about at the end of the hour. We have about 5 minutes before my team share their last thought. I have to pay some bills, and I paid because I this group called me, even though it's dear to me, and said, please advertise us. We're going to make sure we take care of you. And this is dealing with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They're having their Southern Regional Conference down in Tampa, and that consists of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and the Bahamas. And it'll be all in Tampa this weekend. We're starting on Thursday through the 14th, and they have four major events they want everybody to know about. On the 12th, which is Friday, they have a Greek comedy tour with Kelly Kelly, a member of Delta Sigma Theta, Schuster King, a member of Omega Psi Phi, and Christopher Columbus, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity at 10 o'clock. Then we also have on Friday night an old school party right at the same. It's the West Shore Grand Hotel in Tampa. Then Saturday they got a pageant at that same hotel and step show. And then last but not least, they have a Sigma Masquerade Soiree for $10 at that hotel, which is the West Shore. Okay, so we're going to the Grand Hotel. So we're going to pay some bills. I'm going to tell him thank you because he was texting me all through the show. He was texting me all through the show. When are you going to say something? When are you going to say something? Again, I thank the guests and my team. You can close it out, team.
Well, I want to congratulate the information tonight was, again, absolutely fantastic. And I want to also say congratulations to our brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity on your upcoming Southern Conference. And I know it's going to be phenomenal. I just got back from Florida yesterday. I was in Fort Lauderdale, so I knew about the conference coming. And congratulations to Brother Urban, who is the new Georgia State Director.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. 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 Dr. Smith?
Just wanted to say congratulations to Phi Beta Sigma as well. And I also want to thank the ladies for coming on again and educating us on credit. And I will be looking forward to just moving forward with the information that I received tonight. So I hope our listeners will as well.
That's awesome, awesome. And one thing I want y'all to remember, when they was giving that information at the end, they said realtor. Both up, realtor. So make sure you call them, and I'll make sure I post the information on Facebook. So Keisha and Leslie will make sure they give you a call, okay? Because you are a realtor as well, okay? And I'm just putting that in because sometimes we get amnesia. We didn't hear that part. That was just credit repair, credit restore, financial success. You are realtors. And again, we do appreciate you joining us, and you know, see, we just like to try to make sure we get the information out. But as I tell every time we get to this point in the show, I want to give a hashtag, and the hashtag is Keep On Grinding. Keisha, Leslyn, Scarlett, and Olivia, y'all keep on grinding, as well as Communicate 4 with the number 4, Understanding. And last but not least, I always tell everybody, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome time, and we'll check you out on Wednesday night with Talking Sports Plus, hosted by myself and my 4 co-hosts. Have an awesome night.
Good night.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Woo! Back again.
That's right.
Luda.
Feel it.
Get meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too. I'm a bull in this industry, man. Some would rather run down and get one cow. I think I'd rather walk down and get them all. You know what I'm talking about, right? Look, I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins. veins like an IV, flows poison like ivy. Oh, they grimy. Already offers on my sixth album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly. Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kiss the plaintiff and the wifey. Drove through the window, the industry supersized me. Now the girls see me in the rivers, what they cry me. I'm on the rise, so many people despise me. Got party ammunition for those trying to surprise me. It's a celebration and everyone should invite me. Roll with the crew or meet the bottom of our Nikes. Exploring like Dora, these swipers can't wipe me. My whole aura so mean in my white tee. Nobody light-skinned rapping harder than Ice-T. You disagree, take the Tyson approach and fight me.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Woo. Rappers swearing they own tub.
But
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right, man.
Scheme, scheme, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Woo.
Hey, keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Yes, indeed. Ludacris, I'm hotter than Nevada. Ready to break the steering column on your